Yeah, as usual, I'm a little bit unprepared with the director for this week, but I have plenty to say, plenty on my mind. It's hard to believe that this past Sunday was Tisha B'Av. So much has happened last week, especially the most significant of which is the Siyum HaShas that many of you participated in, I participated in as well. So, and I guess that's really what the Nachmu Ami is, going from Shabbos Chazon to Parshas Shabbos Nachmu. I'll share with you some of the things I heard over Tisha B'Av, and then we'll move towards Nachmu Ami. I went to a program, somebody spoke in somebody's house, they had Shachris, they had somebody explained the Kinos, and the scariest thing he said was that he's inside information, that the Israeli army is going to attack Iran in the somewhat near future, and we know what that means. But that can and most likely will entail, you know, could very well be a world war. When you think about what's going on in Syria, I could not believe my. I didn't really. I came across on one of these news websites. I couldn't believe my eyes. I saw there's a video posted of. An execution-style murder in Syria. I don't encourage anybody to go looking for that video, but I mean, you couldn't really see exact, but it was pretty clear. And that's going on in the world. You know, we thought that, you know, it's 70 years ago during the Holocaust. That, you know, that's what happened 70 years ago. It can't happen in our time. Obviously, we're not talking about Jews, Baruch Hashem, but. That human beings are living in this world at the same time as we are, these things like this are happening. But you read, anybody who's watching the headlines, every day there's tens and tens of people dying in Syria, at least. And these are people that want to kill us. So on the other hand, we see Chavel Mashiach. You know, we see the Chavel Mashiach, the thing we should daven for, we spoke about this months ago. When an article, there was a letter from Rabbi Moshe Wolfson who had spoken to his kahila about. So there's a letter from Moshe, an article, but a letter. It wasn't really a letter. It was a synopsis of what he had spoken to his kahila about the impending things that could happen in the Middle East, as it's called. And he said that we should daven and that we should be saved from the Chavel Mashiach. And then I went to listen to the Chavetz Chaim drushes, the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, and I heard Rabbi Shapiro say an unbelievable story at the end of his drush. Those of you that heard it, this is Chazar, but those of you that did not hear that video, see that video, the story goes as follows. There was a Rabbi Bardiki, he's one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon's Talmidim made a voyage, they made Aliyah. They came to Eretz Yisrael, and they had many, many boats, people going to Eretz Yisrael. And this Rabbi Bardiki, his wife passed away young, and he was traveling to Eretz Yisrael with two young children. And unfortunately, his boat capsized, split in two. It capsized. I mean, the story was it split in two. I guess it's essentially capsized. Anyway, so they were a few miles away from the shore, and Rabbi Bardiki. Obviously, his little kids didn't know how to swim, so he was somehow able to swim, holding on to both of his children. But as he continued going, he realized he couldn't do it anymore. He was getting totally, totally, totally exhausted, and he came to the conclusion that if he carries both of them, all three of them will die, and they'll sink, and they'll drown. So he didn't know what to do. So I don't know how he figured this out, but he decided that he was going to leave his daughter and take his son. And his daughter started crying to him, and she says, "Abba, you're the only thing I have in this world. You're the only thing I have in this world. Please, please, please don't leave me." And the father didn't know what to do, Rabbi Bardiki. I said, "Okay, you know what?" He found the strength inside of him. He said, "You know what? I'm the only thing you have. And that's the plea that I'm hearing." He pushed himself again, and Baruch Hashem, he was able to make it there. So, and he found the inner strength, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him Siyat and Dishman, and he was able to make it to Shore with both of his children. So that's the real story. But the uptight, the, what we have to take from that, is that that's how we have to deal with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Turn to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're not relying on this, we're not relying on Netanyahu, and we're not relying on Obama, we're not relying on Romney, we're not relying on anybody, we're not relying on anybody. Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech Ela Ata. We're only relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing. And if we daven like that, and we approach life like that, we're only relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save us from the Heavenly Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring the Geula right now. Please take the Shekhinah out of Tzar, please. And make it not so painful for us. Why? Because we're only dependent on you. Ain lono amili hishana shoyin ala alavino shabashamayim. We're only relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then Mirat Hashem will see the Geula Shema, and it won't be so painful for us, Mirat Hashem. Then I'd like to turn to the Siyumim. I had the schus to go Monday night to the Siyum in Tel Aviv, in Yad Eliyahu, which is usually an indoor basketball arena. And it's just unbelievable. And then to watch some highlights from the MetLife Stadium Siyum HaShas, where one of you wrote to me, it's the most inspirational thing he's ever seen in his life. And just judging from it, I was going to come in for the summer just to be there, but decided to stay here. Anyway, but what a simcha to be Misayim Shas. So in terms of the Lashon of Siyumim, it says, Anu Meilim Mekam Mitzchar V'Heim Ameilim V'Heim Mekam Mitzchar. We're Omel, and they get Tzchar, and they don't get Tzchar. What's the pshat? So we know the famous Chovetz Chaim, that he says that it's a marshal, a tailor, right? If he works hard, and at the end something happens to the student, it's not good, he doesn't get paid. But what Masha'in Kain, when the Jewish person learns and works hard, even if he doesn't understand pshat at the end of the day, he still gets a schar of his amelis. I heard a different pshat today on the radio. In the name of one of the Chachomim from Egypt. Now he said that, he said that a man goes to work 5:30 in the morning, comes home 5:30 in the afternoon, he's exhausted. He's totally exhausted. His wife says to him, you're exhausted. How do you have any kayak? Why are you pushing yourself to go to a shir now? What's the matter with you? Or even forget the wife. Because if you read any of the things about Rabbi Yashiv that I started reading, I'm sure some of you read up about it, a lot of his accomplishments were, a good portion of them were because his wife let him learn so much, mamish, didn't bother him with anything. He learned all day and all night. But this woman said, no, why go to the shir? And the question really is, and what really could happen is, a person could say, hey, I'm exhausted, I'm bombed, I just can't do it. I'm exhausted, I need my rest for tomorrow for my work. So the answer lies in the idea that a person has to do a certain amount of amelos in this world. A person has to work hard a certain amount. Let's say there's a measurement of, I don't know, kilograms. That's not how you measure effort, but amelos. But 5 kilograms of effort. So he has 2 options. He can put that amelos, that 5 kilos of hard work, into his learning, or it's going to have to come out anywhere. It's going to come out somewhere else. It could be he's going to work hard in Parnassah, right? 5 kilos of hard work in Parnassah. But that means his gezeira was he's going to have to do 10 kilos of hard work in Parnassah. Masha'en Kain, as opposed to having 10 kilos of hard work in his job. And therefore, now you understand, it says, Ashrimi Shamolo Batara. What do you mean? Ashrimi Shamolo Batara. His amel is in Torah. We are amolo. That's not the proper. That's not the proper grammar. It should be Ashrimi Shamolo Batara. Praiser is the person who dwells in Torah. What do you mean? His amolo. His amelos is in Torah. What do you mean? His amelos. That's the pshat. His amelos means he has to do his amelos anyway. He has to do a certain amount of amelos. He has to do a certain level of hard. A certain amount of hard work. But Ashrimi, praiser is the person who works hard in what? In Torah. Each and every one of us has the potential to become Talmid Chacham in each in our own way, but that's for sure. But even if we're not talking about how much you know, we're talking about every single person has the opportunity to be Omel in Torah. There's no question about it. Whether you're being Omel in a Pasuk in Chumash, or whether you're being Omel in Tefesis in Bava Basra, it doesn't make a difference. Everybody has that Schus. Everybody has that opportunity, whether it's for 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, or 3 hours a day, or 20, or 12 hours a day, whatever it is. Every person has those opportunities. And if a person combines the two elements of the Tisha B'Av, of the Chevli Mashiach, and the Tzar that Klal Yisrael goes through, has gone through historically, and Mitzvah Shem, we're going to see the Gula Shem very, very soon, and a person sees the Nechama, we're getting there. You see, Baruch Hashem, first of all, I have another Ha'ara. The Ha'ara is that if any terrorist, I mean, Baruch Hashem, you know, nothing happened in MetLife Stadium. There were 100,000 Jews at one point. And that was not secret. It was publicized for months and months and months. And of course there's plenty of police there. Of course. But you know what else? Al Pi Teva, I believe, maybe I'm going off, maybe I'm saying something that's not, that I can't say. Al Pi Teva, why wouldn't, how hard could, would it be for one terrorist who's not interested in, who doesn't like us, which there are probably millions of, to come and do some damage? But we know, but this is another raya, this is another proof that Kadosh Baruch is running the world. Kadosh Baruch is running the world. Nothing happens in this world without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Schus HaTorah is Mogein. So my bracha to all of us and to myself, those of you especially, those of you who are deciding maybe today to start brachos daf beis amanav, and it's already 2 o'clock, half the day has passed, those of us who want to try to do it, daf beis, but you don't have to necessarily do daf yom yet, or what, do something else. Take something upon yourself, that, and as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, you want to be saved from the Chevli Mashiach, there's two things a person has to do. He has to be oisek in Torah, and he has to be involved in Gemilas Chasadim. Sh'ol b'zorcha, t'mim chazak in Limud HaTorah, based upon this week of celebration of Limud HaTorah, Siyum Talmud Bavli. And we should all be t'mim chazak ourselves in Gemilas Chasadim. And Mirtz Hashem, none of us, nobody in Klal Yisrael will see any Chevli Mashiach, and we'll all dance together, as exciting as the Siyum HaShas was with 100,000 from Jews. There'll be millions of Jews in Mirtz Hashem dancing by the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Next biggest exciting moment is Simchas Beis Shueva by the Beis HaMikdash in about 2 months or so. We should all have a great Shabbos and see the Gula Shem of Mirtz Hashem. Good Shabbos. Bye.